From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
In this edition of CSJP in 5, we hear more about the Bringing Child Abuse to Zero campaign hosted by the Trenchtown Community Development Committee in partnership with the Citizen Security and Justice Program. The Trenchtown Community Development Committee, CDC, hosted a community march and public forum under their campaign dubbed Bringing Child Abuse to Zero on Friday, June 12, 2015. The campaign aims to address issues affecting children in the area, such as child abuse, incest, and sexual grooming.
The aim of that event is to really sensitize our community, people that we stand together as a voice to say no against child abuse.
President Trenchtown CDC Pastor Peaches Watson Crary. The community march involved 5 districts in Trenchtown: Wilton Gardens, Federal Gardens, Lyndhurst Road, Greenwich, and Arnett Gardens, and featured students and children, community groups, and residents marching in solidarity.
So many times people are not keen in paying attention to what's happening around us, and our children are suffering. I myself had an experience with one of our high school where we went in and had some time with one or two students, and in my conversation, that was disclosed directly to me, you know, by students who have been in that situation.
The march culminated with a community forum held along Collie Smith Drive, where various entities gave invaluable information to the residents geared towards the protection of the youth of the community.
So to edify the community of some of the things that they do that doesn't look seems to them as anything wrong, that it is a crime, and also on the various kinds or types of child abuse and the consequence of those actions.
President Trenchtown CDC Pastor Peaches Watson Crary. The Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, was a major supporter of the event.
So we have to try it and see what we can do and do the best of our ability to help to them, whether crime and violence or the whole abusing of children, because the children are our future and they are the future of the community. So if we can help them at this stage, don't you think we will have a better community?
Community Case Management Officer, CSJP, McQuaint Scott. Mr. Scott is commending the CDC for launching the initiative, noting that it will contribute to the long-term development of Trenchtown.
And I have seen where changes have been made throughout communities when people are sensitized, when people are educated. Because when people are more educated, they tend to make better choices, better decisions.
Community Case Management Officer, CSJP, McQuaint Scott. Pastor Crary sees a promising future for Trenchtown, which will spread to other communities.
Many people know Trenchtown as a place where violence erupts. But however, it must be also known as a place where transformation begins. It must be known as a place where we become the model for community development. It must be a place that is known for the unity among the people. It must be a place that is known where life springs again.
The event was endorsed by the Trenchtown CDC, Center for the Investigation of Sexual Offenses and Child Abuse, SISOCA, the Criminal Safety and Security Branch, the Social Development Commission, PMPYO, and St. Michael's Steppers Marching Band. That's it for this edition of CSJP in 5. Join us again next time. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.